Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
My little armpit hairs are getting kind of long, but they're thin. So from far away, you can't see them. Huh?
Look at mine though. Like mine are bad. Do you shave your armpits?
No, they're just light.
Yeah, I don't have. I don't have much going on. Look.
All right, thanks for
white
the nipple.
Nipples.
Those are almost crazy? The color of your flesh.
They're basically invisible.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of them.
Oh,
this is gold.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
So, hello.
Hi, welcome
to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we have a guest with us.
Hi,
I'm Aaron.
All right, Aaron.
He's smoking weed.
Be more fun.
Just kidding.
Aaron.
Perfect. That's way more fun.
Aaron.
Rogue Media, Aaron.
Yeah.
I produce shows and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you produce us?
No.
I knew it.
I think I did one of your episodes.
Which one?
Oh, that's right. You did. Was it the one Mike was on?
It was like...
Oh, yeah. What's the one Mike was on? Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was really easy. I just kept my ears shut and fucking hit the button and out fine.
That's good. I'm convinced that Mike doesn't listen to us most of the time whenever we're in here, because if I turn around and look at him, his head is down and he's on his computer or he's writing something on the whiteboard.
Do you write down the names of the shows that I want? Because they're never named the show that I... What I say? Name of the episode.
He looks so
Y'all
confused.
Let him name your episodes for you?
What?
That's ridiculous.
Sometimes, he says. Sometimes he listens.
Sometimes he hates our ideas.
I did not bring...
Hey, I think they're pretty funny. We have some great episode names.
What didn't you bring?
I'm touching Mike, this is a tech you... I'm just kidding.
I know.
So great. I thought about bringing you a present today, but I didn't have anything.
I don't like it.
I was like, I don't know what Mike likes, so I'll bring nothing instead.
That was my idea.
Aaron, reevaluate your life. Leave our podcast while you go do that.
Oh. Did I just get booted?
I don't know what happened. I was telling Mike I was going to bring him a present.
Well, you still have your screen.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
She's still got hers. Yeah.
That's because that's my mic.
I don't have a pop
screen. My mic.
So your mic gets to keep its pop screen.
That's where I sit.
But y'all mine.
Y'all could switch.
No.
It's a big deal. Then you'll get her coronavirus.
Weird. Yeah. No, thank you.
Spray this in my mouth.
Yeah. Smart.
It's a good idea.
Just joking.
Smart.
And then I drink so much alcohol.
Smart.
Look. Hey, I also have three of those at the house.
Do you want me to come and get it? Is that what you're leaving it at me for? Okay, no, you just wanted to show it off.
He's just showing you what you can't have.
Great.
He said,
Well, the reason we took them off is because when we try and film, it just covers everyone's face.
That's what
I like. And people are way too stupid to just move it.
Oh, see, I moved it. Whenever Mike helped me record
you,
something, well, that's good. I'm smarter than the average idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like these are really nice microphones, just in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty fancy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
they're nicer than ours for sure.
These, right?
I don't know.
They're nicer than the ones that we own.
I got them at Guitar Center.
Before getting on.
Yeah, we got ours at Guitar Center too.
So they're probably the same.
No, we ordered ours on Amazon.
That's right.
They were snowballs. Yeah. They're good beginner mics.
Sure.
For podcasting.
Yeah.
But once you get to the level that we're at of 29 listeners a week, you really want to move on to the professional level.
It's true.
Recording.
One sponsor.
Yeah.
It's not about how many listeners you have. It really isn't. It's about the heart, you know? And y'all don't have that either. So,
exactly.
You know,
we are heartless.
I would honestly just pack it up.
All right. Yeah, we think about it all the time.
We're done here.
We did once. Don't you remember our hiatus?
That's right. That was whenever I first met you guys. We were doing the Skellington
thing. We pulled
y'all
out of the hiatus, didn't we? We ripped you from the depths of obscurity and brought you back. Like we're like your Tarantino and you're like our Harvey Keitel.
I would like to say
I don't know who Harvey Keitel is.
Well, I mean, you're our John Travolta then. He does it all the time.
My hair's better than his, right? No,
yes.
I know who John Travolta is, I don't like the hair plugs.
Yeah.
But
yes, your hair is way cooler than Travolta's.
Thank God.
I'm digging the whole green and yellow thing y'all got going on here. I love that coordination.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the whole reason we do it.
It's good.
So,
it's good.
It's not. So do you, I just brain farted you so do. Hard.
Please don't interview produce, me. I'm not interesting.
All right.
Cool. Just kidding. No, it's a joke.
So,
sure, ask questions.
Basically, I was going to ask you how your week has been. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know. No, that's what his eyes looked like. Oh, so I'm just copying.
You're just making fun of our guests.
No, I'm a weird motherfucker.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, they weren't that big. I over exaggerated.
I literally but just told made, her.
You focused in on her. You were like, okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So I wanted to focus in too.
Yeah.
You should see my kid when he gets surprised. I'm going to try not to talk about
How
my kid too much.
That's okay.
He's three.
Don't say his name. I never say my niece's name because I'm worried about getting doxxed, even though I'm not important enough to ever be doxxed.
It's doxxed.
You should never get your kids doxxed. But my kid's all over our channel,
Martins.
So it doesn't really matter.
Great. Yeah. Perfect.
I hate Doc Martin.
Well, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. He gets this look where he's like, and it's like the craziest thing, man. I
just
think he might have got it from me.
I want to elaborate.
Because that look that you made imitating me looked just like the one he made.
I want to elaborate because none of these looks are transferring from the microphone to the listener's ears.
Yeah, it's just really,
it's like
really
a
wide huge eyes.
Yeah. Mouth
well,
agape.
My son doesn't have any eyebrows, so it's so fucking cute.
Even better. Yeah, you should shave your eyebrows so that y'all can match.
Yeah.
Have you considered?
Yes.
Good.
Certainly.
Good. I once tricked my boyfriend into believing I shaved my eyebrows while he was in New Orleans.
So he thought he was going to come back to a chick with no eyebrows?
Yeah. I did the makeup.
Who's the winner and who's the loser in this game?
Well, so here's the thing. I had told my friend Alden, I was like, I'm going to make him think this. So I like blocked them like drag queens do. And I took a picture and I texted him first and I was like, babe, I think I made a huge mistake. And he was like, oh God. And I said, I was watching this video of Jenna Marbles where she shaves her eyebrows off. And I thought that'd be so much easier for me to draw them on every morning rather than trying to work with the shape I've got. So I did it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. And so I sent him a picture and he was like, oh God. And so then
he was like, I'm breaking up with her right now.
No, he texted me. And I'm sharing this whole conversation with our friend Alden, who's his like lifelong best friend. And I'm sharing all of this with Alden. And then Ryan says, do you want me to shave mine off too?
That's very sweet.
And Alden was like, yes, you tell him yes. And I was like, I absolutely will not. Because when he comes home with shaved eyebrows and mine are still present, then it becomes, well, I did it in solidarity for you.
Now you actually have to.
And yeah. I was like, I absolutely will not let him.
The fact of the matter is if you let him come home without having your eyebrows shaved first, you suck.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And so that, and so when
you
he
would
came
damn
home,
yourself to it.
Yeah, he came home and he was like, oh, thank God. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I know
Wait,
there aren't
so
a lot of them.
You let him come all the way
with.
Home?
Yeah.
Oh, you are rough, man. That's rough.
I'm here for a joke.
Okay.
Always. That is my life motto. I am here for a joke. I don't know if you heard our first episode, but I once convinced a roommate that silverfish were coming into her room because she had the longest hair out of all of us and that she needed to sleep with a shower cap on.
That's brilliant.
And she did it. And like a year after that, like near the end of our lease together, I come out at like 2 a.m. to get a cup of water. This bitch has a shower cap on. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And she was like, the silverfish. I have to sleep with the shower cap on, remember? And I was like, oh, that was a straight lie that we told you. And I am so sorry. So I'm here for a long joke.
Yeah.
Anytime.
It's rough. So what made you think to do that?
What, the eyebrows?
Yeah, no, the
silverfish?
Yeah.
Because she really hated silverfish and I really hated her.
Wow.
So.
You want to talk more about that?
I did not enjoy any of my roommates in San Marcos.
When were you in San Marcos?
2011 to 2013.
Did you ever meet a girl there named Kyler?
No.
Okay.
But that's what I wanted to name a daughter if I had
a
daughter.
It is very small.
I went there just today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to shoot my brother's graduation photos.
Oh, I thought you were saying you have to go tomorrow.
No, I woke up at 5 a.m. today and drove there.
Jesus.
And because we wanted to get golden hour.
Yeah.
And then he was like, bring your nice camera, blah, blah, blah. And then I was calling him and I was like, bud, I forgot my like really good camera and my lens is at work. And I was like, but I do have one of my other DSLRs. It just doesn't have the best lens on it.
Okay.
It was actually my better like body that I have because I have two.
Yeah.
And so it was the better body, but it had the worst lens because I had put the nicer one. Because like when I shoot graduation photos, I typically use two cameras so that way I don't have to switch my lenses.
Right.
And so the other one has a better shutter speed.
Okay.
And then
So it had a better lens on it. And anyways, left that one at work. Had this one. And then he was like, well, I thought about it and I thought we could just use my iPhone. Yeah. His iPhone 10. It actually had a really good little camera. Some of them turned out okay. I only edited two so far because
iPhones, if you have enough light, an iPhone 10 will take a damn good photo.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised. Was
You know what won't? My fucked up phone.
Look, that one's pretty
good.
That
is good.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it is.
I guess I could turn up the brightness. Like, he looks...
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Like, he looks okay. And then, what's the other one I edited? How do you say that word? Edited. Damn it. Where is it? That one was real
cute. What was that word from earlier, Mike?
Look, I made him put his head in his stall in the Bobcat.
Perfect.
Like, it was eating it.
Ah, nice.
I was like, look scared. And my dad was like, yes, those are the ones I want. Oh, I edited the one of him throwing his little cat.
Oh, good.
But these were all shot on little iPhone.
That's excellent.
Like, yeah. I was proud. Also, I took the photos I'm the most proud of my entire life. Well, besides those engagement photos. But I took these ones for Gray the other day. Sorry, I'm just going to show y'all.
All right.
No, by all means. This is great podcasting.
Great. Yeah.
Isn't that so
cute? Oh, that's a great photo. It is. Who is that?
It's a girl who was modeling for my work. Look, and then this little kid, we were taking photo up here, and then he decided he wanted to come be in the photo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
I posted this one because it didn't show his face and for privacy purposes.
Sure. That's considerate of you.
It's so cute.
So,
anyways, y'all will never see any of those.
Do you take photos by trade? Is that your thing? One of your things?
It's a hobby.
Ah, right on.
People tell me I should do
it. It's my hobby, too.
But I also just don't have enough time. Editing takes forever.
Yeah. By the way, my dad really appreciated that wallet that I gave him.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you did. Now I'm making little tiny bottles out of
bigger bottles.
Acrylic resin.
Oh. Yeah. Bottles. That's what I use for my cups.
Is there wine in them?
No.
What's in them?
Assorted liquids that are also made out of acrylic resin.
Urine.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I got some pictures.
This is going to be the picture episode where we don't show y'all
I also make...
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to say we're going to put it on Instagram, and then we won't.
That's a good idea.
Because... Yeah.
These are not little bottles, but this is something else that I make.
Yeah,
they're rupees.
Yeah,
from Zelda.
Yeah,
I got about 100,000 of these.
I got a Zelda tattoo.
My kid loves them.
I use epoxy. I also make
TARDISes.
Nice.
Oh my God,
this is a TARDIS made out of all of the extra resin.
I want one of those.
Leftover.
I would have been all over that shit. Like when I was.
Yeah, they're fucking dope. I didn't.
They
I come
actually,
to get
those
down.
Are still cool.
It's really
I would put
fun.
That shit on my...
It's hard.
Here's one of the bottles.
Aww. That's neat. I like it.
And they all have different stuff. Yeah. Some of them glow in the dark. Some of them have like sparkles. Some of them have.
And they're just like little decorations.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
And there's caps that go on them too. I think once I get enough of them, look, there's one that glows.
Ooh.
I want some what of those glow powder for spooky Halloween
use?
Time.
What glow powder do you use?
Oh, I don't know.
He breaks glow sticks.
I got it off Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Break glue sticks. Glow sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that worked.
It doesn't last nearly as long as you'd want it to.
Here's a picture with a bunch of different bottles. Ow!
Those are cute. Okay, well, are you selling them somewhere?
No. Nah.
All right.
Do you want to sell them somewhere?
we have an opportunity for you. It's called a sponsorship.
I actually have a plan. I'm going to make packaging for them, and then I'm going to, like, on the slide, take them into stores like Walmart.
Just drop them.
And put them in there.
Nice.
Like their product.
Yeah.
But what happens
when their SKU doesn't ring up?
Well, if you look real close, I'm going to put on there, like, on the back, like, hey, I'm just some dude. I made this. It's free. Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what if they get arrested for stealing?
They won't. It's not Walmart's product.
They don't care.
And it's Walmart, too. Yeah. You know, they're not going to bust you.
Yep.
No. Mm. But, you know, it's for the people paying attention. Maybe I'll stick it in the back somewhere. You know?
That's kind of smart.
Yeah. And I thought I might, like, leave a couple, like, laying around with some messages in them or something.
Yeah.
Message in a bottle.
Yeah.
I like it.
I could do all kinds
of
shit.
I like that song.
I like it.
Of course, I'll never do any of this
shit. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Well.
If so many
but, but you know, and next week I'll do something else, or next month I guess. Sometimes I'll go for a quarter. I've been doing this for a while now.
We should really go into business together.
Yeah,
sounds like we'll get
sounds
whatever.
Lucrative.
yeah. I have a house full of tools because every hobby I get has a set of tools that you have to get. And I think that might be when I'm actually.
You're
on.
Who I should have texted about a heat gun a few
weeks
ago.
Yeah, I have a couple of heat guns.
Do you have a laser? to peel the back off of an iPhone?
See, he wasn't listening.
No. Got
Well, what?
I said, Mike, listening? You failed us.
Yeah, see, I knew he doesn't listen.
He looked up and then he went.
Yeah, I knew he didn't fucking listen to us while we record.
How could you expect him to?
I fucking knew it.
He's got
to
edit the shit. He knows what you're saying.
He's also probably like.
Don't bail him out. Wrong team, Aaron.
This is saying a lot,
you're on
though.
Our show right now. Wrong fucking team.
Fucking Mike.
I think I'm on the wrong team because I'm like, I'm probably one of the busiest people I know and he might have me beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still listen to our podcast. You see the difference?
But it's her podcast.
Yeah, so she super doesn't have to listen to it. It's her own thoughts that she sits with all day.
I listen to every fucking thing I'm in.
I don't listen to anything I do.
Really?
I'm one of those weird people. I'm the weird artist that actually likes his own work. Nope. I love my own shit.
See, well, I mean, I listen to our podcast a lot, and then I just sit there and I'm like, Like driving down the road, I'm like, this is so funny. Oh,
and I've been on some really good shows too. Like if you've ever listened to the what was it called? What was that thing called? Dumpster Fire Cinema.
Oh, that's okay. Fun.
Have y'all not heard that?
No.
So y'all gotta listen to that. It's dead.
Okay,
dead,
where
dead,
is
dead.
It?
Okay.
iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
What?
It's on our network.
Oh,
shut
it's
up.
On the Rogue Media Network. Is it?
I've listened to it. I listen to everything on this network.
You got caught.
Listen, I fully admit what I do and don't listen to. I don't listen to my own fucking shit. Listen.
You should listen to it because it's very good. And I recommend the RoboCop episode.
Okay.
Okay, what's it called? Dumpster Fire? Is it
Dumpster Fire Cinema.
Is it on Apple Podcast? Okay, great.
Yeah. I got an email from our host like 3 months ago saying that they're taking us down. So when Mike says it's up, well, it probably isn't. It is.
Oh, he almost broke the glass.
Okay,
he's
gonna
shut the fuck up. It's up.
Dumpster Fire Cinema. And I've been told by our producer who's flailing his fucking arms like a madman that it is up.
VDVQ.
Oh yeah, and there's also VDVQ.
Oh, is that another thing?
Yes, I wanted to mention. I wanted to bring that up to you.
Have you heard that?
No, Mike just wrote it on a whiteboard, and I read the letters out
loud. RoboCop. Episode 16. I see. Subscribed.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's
five ratings. Oh, I'll go rate it right now.
I think that might actually be the last episode.
It is. Yeah. As I
here's
see
the
here.
Thing. I How am going to say this.
We peaked. So, we knew when to give it up. Sorry.
Super funny. Surprisingly stuffed with film info.
Whenever I do things, I hate the sound of my own voice.
Love
why?
This.
100%. I think I sound like trash always. Mm. Like you can add, like I, with the Waco's Got Talent stuff, I don't listen to it. My boyfriend was like, how many takes is it going to take before you like one? And I was like, oh, well, I won't like any of them.
Yeah.
Because I hate my own voice.
I know people like you.
Yeah.
You know, there's two kinds.
Yeah.
There's you and there's me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
you know, the thing about it is that the more outward artists need the more inward artists because y'all are really where we get all our inspiration from.
Yeah.
You know?
Great.
Yeah.
So I actually like, I have new, like, Mike sent a message about doing Waco's Got Talent, and he'll tell you, my response immediately was, I have no talent, Mike. Like, that's how I live my life. I met Wilson Jermaine Heredia from Rent. He played Angel in Rent.
Yes.
And I got to do a master class. Okay, fucking nerd.
Sorry.
I got to do a master class.
She called
with
me
him.
A nerd because I don't know about Rent.
That's write right. a review for us.
So... So I got to do a master class with him and I sang and he was like, how'd you feel about that? And without even thinking, I went, well, I carry no confidence in anything I do in life. So I guess fine. And he was just like, aw, you're everyone's inner child. And I was like, well, you've all got the decency to keep it inside.
Yeah.
I just let it all come out that I hate myself.
Me too.
Well, you know, it's like you got to know yourself before you can truly know anything else. So
before you can truly decide if you hate yourself.
The one thing that you'll love about me is that as I'm moving around, you'll just see dog hair fly.
Good. Great.
It's the kind of life I live.
That's good.
Yep.
You live in a kennel?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cover. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing
now mean nothing more than me. Back to that review. So.
What review?
Caitlin left a review. Left a review. Yeah.
Caitlin left a review. So now you have to.
I put, bring this shit back. Clap hand emoji. And I said, absolutely love this podcast and cannot wait for them to return.
Oh, the dumpster fire cinema?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't coming back.
God damn it.
Great.
Yeah, it's dead.
It's okay. Well, I wrote a review anyways.
Why? Because the people who were into it aren't into it anymore.
We're dead. So write a review for us.
You are not dead. You're here in the studio right now.
Well, we're dead inside.
Yeah,
we only have 29 stagnant listeners.
How are y'all faring with all this coronavirus stuff, like, personally? Are y'all freaking out?
Yes. I live in a state of that. But I
sometimes
do think
I spray
anxiety...
my whole body down with this just in case.
Yeah.
I used to use Clorox wipes on my hands whenever this all first started because I was like, can't be less safe than alcohol.
Yeah.
So, or it can't be like less effective. Obviously, it's less safe. Because you shouldn't put Clorox bleach wipes
in your
hands.
But also, I mean,
hands.
Coronavirus going in your body is pretty unsafe.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like
I'm
you
just
die
do
or
it.
You die. Both situations is a win.
They say it goes through the air vents.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah,
it is. I love that. When I heard that, I was like, that's fucking great. We're all going to die.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think my anxiety has prepared me for this because I've lived my entire life preparing for the worst. And it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
As far as being the worst thing.
For me, it's like, I can't go out. Well, I wasn't doing that anyways.
See, I used to go out a lot.
But here's where it's going to kick my ass.
Well,
my wife is pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to, like, be there when my child is born.
Oh, no. Yep. That.
Yeah.
That
That's going to suck.
I had a friend who thought she lives in Austin and the father couldn't be there. Family couldn't be there. And then they were like, oh, and by the way, we are getting to a point where we may have to start putting tents in the parking lot where you may give labor.
Jesus.
And she was like,
yeah, and that
great.
I'm super scared about that too.
Giving birth outside in the fucking Texas heat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you better fly my goddamn ass to Alaska if you want to do that.
I mean, just
is it
just,
cold in the
just have
there?
A kid at
yeah.
home.
Yeah. At that point, get a doula.
Yeah.
Get your ass at
there's,
home. Get
there's
a kiddie
gonna
pool.
Be somebody you can somebody, yeah. you know.
Yeah. I'm just so scared of all
And
labor.
I had asked her, I was like, at what point do you go? Yeah, I'm just going to have a home birth. And she was like, I thought about it.
Well, you can't get an epidural at home.
It was too close. Well, it was too close to her actual due date because this was whenever it like first started.
Yeah.
And midwives and stuff like, typically like train with you like the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My, I lived in Grapevine for a bit and I lived with some like, they're my step-grandfather's, it's my step-grandfather's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I oddly like them more than my entire stepfather's family.
Okay.
Except for his aunt who really recently, or his sister who recently came in clutch. Remember on that Facebook post?
Yeah.
And then my great grandma, loved her.
Yeah.
She was
did you
very,
just give her the bumps and
I
peace
did.
Signs?
Yes.
She totally would not have enjoyed that. She was super
40
like, she would have been like, what the fuck? But she was buried in a pink casket, which is baller,
that is baller shit.
That is great.
See?
It's boss.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's how I
want
to go out.
I want them the
fire.
Nigerian guys to dance my casket.
Good.
That's what I'm cool. up for.
Perfect.
But
I don't know what I want.
Just burn me.
Them.
I don't want to take up any fucking space.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm down for being cremated.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
Also, I could be in a cute vase and just live with someone.
Sucks.
Wait.
You poor Catholics.
Be burned?
You guys really fucking put
a
lot of rules on yourself, don't you?
No, because if you're cremated, then you burn twice. You burn when you're cremated and you burn in hell.
Well, I'm going to burn and go to hell.
Do you spend a lot of time worrying about going to hell as a Catholic?
I spend a lot of time with regular old Catholic guilt.
Are you like super practicing?
Yeah. Like, please be real. No.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I was like,
no.
It's just like ingrained
just,
Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of
like
Karen.
It's just very regular ingrained Catholic guilt
like
and
guilt.
Mexican mother guilt.
Okay.
Like in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You know, like,
so where you're constantly
do you believe in God out of guilt?
No.
Do you believe in God?
I believe out of God.
Yeah, I know a lot of Catholics that don't believe in God.
I believe.
Hey, I'm just saying.
That's great. Actually, I feel like I do.
I believe in God.
It's easy
out of
not
peace
to believe in
mind.
God when He's constantly trying to kill you.
And tells you every corner you're fucking up.
You're worthless. See, and that's just, I think that's the difference. It's like, that's not the God that I believe in. I believe in a very forgiving and kind and loving God, which does also.
Isn't this interesting?
Fundamentally go against the Catholic religion of a a forgiving God.
I mean, you just got to say your Hail Marys.
Yeah. We do confessions, we repent, all of that. Caitlin just spilled wine.
A little bit, but I got it.
Isn't that a beautiful cup?
It's made by yours truly.
A glass.
It's a cup.
It's a cup.
Stainless steel.
Ooh.
Soy, I believe in God out of peace of mind, mostly.
You think you couldn't handle a world without God?
No, I think I could. I think it's just, it gives me peace of mind to be like, oh, okay, there's something bigger than this shit show. Great.
See, I do have like a terrible, always have since I was a little kid, like gigantic fear of death. Not necessarily of myself, but of other people. Mm-hmm. But then there is that just like kind of sinking feeling that like I'll just go and exist in a void.
Yeah.
And like I'll just, it's like my consciousness floating around in blackness.
See, that scares me a lot more than God.
Shit out of me. But then I don't know.
That scares, nothing scares me a lot more than God. A lot more than believing in God.
Maybe it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. I have a
problem. Yeah, but then
you
have those loud
with,
minorities
yes.
who turn everyone away from God
I have
and
a
Jesus
problem.
And religion.
Those goddamn minorities.
I am not. That's right. My people turn people away. No. You have that loud minority of people like the fucking Westboro Baptist.
Like the
those
person.
Piece of shit.
My
those
high school.
People are multiplying too.
My high school pastor that sat there and told me whenever Obama was running for president the first term. Mm-hmm. And so in 2008 or whatever.
They tell you he's the Antichrist.
Yes. Yeah. Told me he was the Antichrist. I remember several Sunday church services in a row where the entire message was just about how Obama was the Antichrist and how he like and how the Islamic people were just god awful and how they're here to kill us all.
The church definitely isn't a political organization.
I was just going to say, like, did you ever raise your hand and be like, how much are y'all going to pay in taxes now?
Right. No shit.
See, at that time I wasn't educated enough. I believed, like, I saw and was like, that's kind of fucking weird and wrong.
Yeah.
But then, like, I got to college and, like, if there's one thing that I'm thankful about Bick but or Baylor that I'm like, but also, like, so not happy that I did, it was Bick.
Okay.
Which is the Baylor Interdisciplinary Corps. It's like very rigorous honors program. And like to my own horn, I was fucking smart. They only accepted like 150 kids a year.
Yeah. Sure.
Out of all the
But you
Baylor
had to be
people.
Really good.
Yeah. And I was in it.
Yeah. Huh.
So I was really fucking good.
Good for you.
But then I sucked.
Good for you.
But
he got in there and just.
And then I was like, oh, God. Then I dealt with my trauma and my life fell apart.
Uh-huh.
So it was really good.
Yeah.
But, I got in there and they made us read passages from the Quran and then I read the entire Quran.
Yeah.
And then I just remember sitting there thinking back like, Jesus Christ, like the amount of garbage that that person in power was just shoving down all those people's throats.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm not like I was looking at it and I was like, I've read the Bible. I've now read this text. And I'm like, they are literally almost identical texts.
Yeah.
Like. But all the same things. I was like, these are all the same teachings. It's just in a slightly different phrasing. And I was just like, that is so fucking twisted that it's just not their version of God.
Yeah.
So they freak the fuck out.
Right.
And then, oh, God. Man, I just would love to hear what that pastor is saying about Trump now.
And that's,
if he's calling him. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure. But like, I'm just like, if you seriously can look me in the eye and believe that Trump is like the savior... Like, I will vomit. I don't know. Like, I just don't understand because I'm like,
I don't
if
believe
there's an actual Antichrist.
I don't think
in this
anyone
world,
actually.
It's him. Yeah.
I don't believe that anyone actually believes that. I think that people are willing to reach so hard for their political beliefs to say something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as far as religion goes, I've always said like, because so my boyfriend is agnostic, and so I've had someone say like, well, you know, if your boyfriend is agnostic, then that's going to affect your religious beliefs. I went through it and it really, and I looked at her and I was like, if your religious beliefs are affected by whose dick is inside of you at that moment, they probably weren't that strong to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you say that, but there are a lot of fucking relationships that have gotten fucked up over religion.
Yeah,
yeah, and a lot of the times it's incredibly difficult to.
And I will tell you,
it can come up at the weirdest time too.
And I will tell you, the moment that I realized that it wasn't going to be an issue with us is because I went through a time where I was very, very questioning in my religion, where I was going, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if I believe in this, blah, 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 blah. And I talked to him and I was like, what do you think? And if there had ever been a moment where he could go, yeah, it's not real and you sound stupid when you talk about it, that would have been his moment to like, I was super vulnerable in my ideologies. And that would have been his moment to like convert.
Get in your mind.
And instead he said, well, I think you need to read the Bible, read different types of books and see what you believe in, because you only become stronger in what you believe whenever you question it.
Wow.
And that was the moment. That was the moment that I was like, this is never going to be an issue because we both respect each other's beliefs.
Right.
Yeah. Now, he has said he does not want me taking my kids to Catholic church because he doesn't want them to feel guilty for everything they do. And then I said, I'm going to take them to church and not tell you about it. And then I'm going to tell them, if you tell, you have to promise me you won't tell dad. And if you tell him, that's a lie and God's going to send you to hell.
I think that's going to work great.
And he was like,
definitely
cool,
won't cause any problems.
Cool, cool, cool.
Love that.
That's a good idea.
Like, I don't go to church. I haven't been to church in years. So like there are certain things that are ingrained in me as a Catholic. Like, I don't wear rosaries as necklaces.
I've always thought rosaries are fucking cool.
They are.
They are. And then the prayer beads are the cutest thing.
Yeah.
They came as a fashion statement about a year and a half,
I'll
2 years
tell you what,
ago.
The Boondog Saints made Catholicism look pretty fucking sexy for a minute there, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but people don't realize what a rosary is either. Like, a lot of people don't realize the symbolism of the rosary.
I don't know what the symbolism is.
Oh, look it up. I can't explain it. I can't explain it without actually Googling it, but it represents seven different parts of Jesus's life. And so you say X number of Our Fathers and X number of Hail Marys, because in the Catholic religion, you pray your loved one into heaven. So that's why we have what's called a rosary before their funeral. Have you ever been to one?
Yes.
It takes forever.
Yes.
And once you get to the point where you've gotten about 10 beads in, you just know, you're like, Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
That's pretty nice.
Like all of that. And it gets relaxing, but it takes like 2 hours.
Are y'all's churches are weird. And they have weird symbols in them. I always go in there and wonder what God I'm praying to.
You should talk about that. You know that his family is heavily Catholic?
Oh, I did not
and
know
he
that.
He was raised very like strongly in the Catholic church.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I do love about Catholicism is the ritualistic.
There's some mysticism
side of it.
That's kind of cool.
I love
still.
That. Yeah. I love the ritualistic where I don't have to guess what our prayer is going to be. I know what to say back to you. You know what you're going to say to me. Peace be with
it's
you
like
and
the
with
army,
your
right?
spirit. I'm not sure.
Like Chris joined the army.
Right?
I was in the army.
I don't know the army. Mm-mm. I just kind of figure.
I mean, my granddads were in the army, but I don't. That doesn't mean
you look
that
like
their knowledge
you,
went down to me.
You look
I guess.
Like a boot stomping lady to me.
Like
you could
what?
Be in the army.
Oh, I look like I could be in the army.
I don't know.
Oh, great. Like G.I. Jane, because
yeah,
I think she was a
there
badass,
you go.
Right?
She was a badass.
I remember that movie came out when Helton, I was quite young.
Thank you for bailing me out with G.I. Jane.
Gotcha. Yeah,
appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Yep.
Need your pits waxed? Have a freckle you want to show on your vagina that never gets to show with all your hair? Then go head on down to Waxed Bear.
Yeah, Julie is amazing.
She has so many years of experience with waxing.
She provides quality, speedy services that will leave you wanting more.
That's right. Take me as an example.
Yeah.
I started just by getting my eyebrows waxed by her. And then she said, let's wax your armpits. And I said, okay. And Julie doesn't judge me for my weird armpits.
Yeah.
She does a great job on all my parts.
When I went to her, she immediately after my appointment, she was like, do you want to go ahead and schedule a Brazilian? And I was like, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Because I, you know, my eyebrows were not that painful to be waxed. She does an incredible job of pulling the hair, not slowly, but also not hard.
Yeah.
So
she gets the hair out, but yes, it doesn't feel like your whole body is being torn apart to shreds.
Exactly.
Which can happen with some waxing sometimes. Absolutely. There, she's very educated with how to wax a body and knows like all the ways to not leave any scarring or damage like that. Because if you're waxed incorrectly, those are things that can happen.
Yeah. Have you ever had your skin ripped off during an eyebrow wax?
I personally haven't.
I have. And I have never been more grateful to a waxer than when I met Julie.
Yeah. She's the best. Yeah. And her services are super affordable. Your brows, if you want to get those done, are only $20. The Brazilian is $50. And then if you're getting your underarms too, it's $25. I typically, I also got a hair serum today, so I paid $105 today because I got something that made my hair not grow fast.
Yeah, she has a serum that inhibits the growth of your hair.
That's brand new today. Yeah. She just came out with it. Mm-hmm. You can get your full butt wax for $30. That seems kind of fun.
You can get your full bikini for $42 and your full legs are $75.
She has so many other services as well. Those are just a few that we wanted to list. See an entire list of her services over at her Facebook page, search Waxed Bare, and that's WAXEDBARE. And then it has a little bear as her logo going whoop.
And you can schedule on her Facebook with her and
send
her any information about your hair or your skin or anything that you think she needs to know that would be prevalent for your waxing appointment. Mm-hmm. And she's super responsive. She messaged me the day before my appointment to tell me all of the rules that she had in place to keep everyone safe in her establishment also.
Yeah, she's going above and beyond to keep people safe. So you can feel perfectly comfortable going in there. She sanitizes everything thoroughly.
She wears a mask the whole time.
Yeah, she does. Always.
So you can send her an email over at waxedbearwaco@gmail.com.
She also has a work phone that you can text or call to schedule appointments, but most of the time it's just easier to do it through the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or just rebook with her in person. But that number is 254-229-0572. Again, that's 254-229-0572.
And when you get there or you schedule your appointment, tell her that What's Your Excuse sent you, and you will get $5 off of your first service.
That's true. All of these services are both for men and women, except the Brazilian right now, just because that one is only reserved for women's, because men is a little bit different. She just wants to make sure she can provide the best quality service. So if you're looking for that, she can also maybe full butt nod as well. I'm not sure.
Anything below the waist,
below
the
belt,
is just for women.
Below the belt is only for women.
Different approach. So go see Julie over at Waxed Bare. Tell her What's Your Excuse sent you.
And get your hair ripped out.
So anyways, other than religion,
I actually found something we could talk about.
Tell me it, bish.
Do we want to talk about our weeks? We didn't do that yet.
Sure.
Real quickly, you want to tell me while I'm finding this article again?
I have nothing to say. I worked.
Did you do anything?
I worked.
I quit my job.
Oh!
What'd you do? What happened? What did you do before?
How did you quit?
Well,
did you spread poop on the walls?
I did not spread any poop on the walls. Matter of fact, this might actually be the most mature departation I've had with the company.
You put in a 2 weeks?
I put in a 3 months.
There you go.
I told them when my kid's born, I'm gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. How far along is your wife? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, I've been at this job for like 10 years now, and I've hated it for like half.
11 years.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Well, good. Good for you.
Should be fun.
How liberating.
Yeah. So, like, when my kid's born, I'm going to let my wife go on a journey, you know, go do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
Go travel, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And she's carried that kid for 9 months. Now you get to carry
and it's been hell for her, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Big hell.
Yeah.
Any sort of pregnancy.
I mean, this kid's fucking huge.
Oh.
Like, she's carrying around a fucking 10-pounder right now.
Ooh. How big of a baby were you?
11-pound baby?
Excuse me?
I wasn't a big baby.
Yeah, all of us. both of my brothers and I, we're very gigantic babies.
No. I would have.
We were at least
this
all
is why
9
I vote for
to
Democrats.
11 pounds.
10-pound baby, get it out of there.
Holy shit. That's a cute baby you're getting rid
Welcome
of.
Welcome to Catholicism, people.
Yeah, those little chonkers
those
are the
chonkers
cute ones.
Are the best.
It's when they look like E.T. that I'm like,
I am saying I don't want to push one of those out.
Yeah, that's why I'm never giving birth.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So here's my other question.
That's why I'm a guy.
I'm so fucking great with children. Like, I would be a fantastic mother. I know
yeah,
I would be.
Absolutely.
But I am. I also don't. I just kind of also enjoy
She's
my freedom.
Also commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you get a little older and nothing matters anymore.
And then
that's
maybe
where
I'll
I'm adopt. At.
Yeah. Yeah, I could
it's
be
like
the
I,
best fucking
I,
grandma.
Like the last thing there is for me to do now is just have some kids.
That's why you
Everything
do
else is done.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe I'll wait till my 50s and then like adopt some kids.
Oh,
that
fair,
way,
fair.
That way they just have like a living
I
grandma.
You
all
yeah, but they're not going to try and get pregnant. And I was like,
no,
that's not going to work out for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Maybe
I was like,
you're going to
be in some trouble.
That sounds like fun. 50 years old with little fucking kids running around.
Yeah, just
so
bake some
like my
fucking
life.
Cookies all
you know
the time
what I did
and
find
be
out.
Like, here's a $100 bill.
You know
that
what
I
found
stole
out?
From someone, I
I'm
guess. Like,
great.
I don't have money.
So I'm having surgery at the beginning of August.
Yeah.
And
I'm
so
be
we're going to be
kidding,
doing, our episodes will be a little bit different in that I'm not going to record during that time.
Right.
But I found out I may not be able to have anyone in the hospital waiting for me in the waiting room while I have surgery.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Fun.
That shit sucks.
And I have to get the COVID
and
test.
And if somebody does, I think
oh,
that.
God, in your brain.
He has to get the test too and like can't leave the hospital if he goes.
If they let me in, I won't be able to leave the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
can't go
you know
get
what?
The food.
I hope my wife doesn't listen to this, but I'm not going to go. If they're not going to let me leave, I'm not going to fucking go.
Yeah, see,
that's
Ryan.
That's just what's going to happen. This is my second kid, you know? I
you're
don't
like,
give
I've
a
seen
shit.
It done.
Here's the thing. Ryan asked me.
What if
like,
something goes wrong, though? It's a chonker, you said.
It'll be fine.
No! Oh, I would be livid. What's your wife's number? I'm calling her. If someone has to go through that goddamn pain.
She gets a kid when it's over. And a trip.
That's the fucking problem.
She was so mad. Because this is a oops a baby. She was pissed. She was like, I'm fucking pregnant again, you piece of shit.
Oops a baby.
Yeah, man.
Next time you're just going to sit there and put the dildo in me and we're going to call that fucking.
Yeah, and you're going to get nothing
no
out of
problems
this.
From
bullshit.
This.
So,
that's not going to work for me.
Or she could just, well, never mind.
We're not going to get into Aaron's sex life.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm fine. We can talk
I
about it.
I was just going to say eat her out the entire time.
Oh, God.
You can jack yourself off on the side and then she's fine.
You literally get nothing.
I mean, I got a
enjoyable.
Pregnant wife. That's pretty much what's going on right now.
Yeah, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So, no, I had asked Ryan, I was like, are you going to come with me before I had found out he
joke.
Might not be able to?
America.
So, please don't cancel us.
Yeah.
So he had said, like, sure, but like, can I, like, because he used to drop me off at 6 a.m. My surgery won't be till like 8 or 9. And he was like, but like, if I want to get breakfast, can I like go while they're doing the surgery and come back? This was again before we knew any of this.
Yeah.
And I like told him, I was like, yeah, let me like talk to my mom because like she may just want to come instead. So I called my mom and she was like, no, I don't like the idea of you being there alone. And I was like, all right, well, my mom said you can't eat that day. So,
can you not bring in like some little snacks?
Well,
I don't know. At
is
this
the cafeteria
point, it might
not
even matter. That's what we like agreed on. He was like, I'll just go to the cafeteria.
They probably won't even let you down there.
Yeah.
But they'll bring food to you.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm sure they wouldn't let him starve.
Also, here's the thing. I like Googled the surgeries that I'm having and it's like they're like 45 minutes. So I was like, it's fine. And that's the difference between your wife giving birth and my surgery is
that could take like
mine
a whole
is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's 45 minutes and outpatient. That she's going to be there overnight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
So, and you don't even know if it's going to be one night. What if she's in labor for 29 hours?
She won't be.
I was like,
oh, okay,
I think my
cool.
mom was in labor for 23 with me.
How long was she in labor the first time?
Quick. It was.
That's a good time.
She sneezed and it fucking came out.
It was like an hour.
Pew.
But
shut
see,
out.
Here's the thing. He's a chonker.
The doctor went.
So.
Caught it.
You know.
So you think that's going to make it faster or slower?
I think they're going to cut him out.
Oh, oh yeah, I see now.
I think that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You have
to go. You need to go. No, I'm not offended. I'm not like grossed out. I'm saying like for her sake.
She's over here squealing.
You should go. I know. She's gonna.
I saw the first baby born. It was fucking disgusting. Okay.
Fear of pregnancy.
When I have a baby, I want that mirror. See, when I have a baby, I have told Ryan when we have a kid and I'm in labor, I want a mirror down there. I want to watch it come out. Yes, I fucking do. I built it.
I'm gonna
I built it. I constructed this thing and you're gonna rip up my twat. I'm gonna watch your ass do it so that I can remember why I'm angry at you.
And it made me in that pain. I'm gonna be like, get it away from me. I don't want it.
I don't advise it. Because I did watch my wife's pussy split.
It's different for you guys, though. Ah! Because really, it's just such a... It's like a very beautiful moment for us, where it's like,
beautiful.
I built
There's
this.
Nothing beautiful about
it. There wasn't anything beautiful happening in that room.
I can't wait to have that mirror watching. Like, fried green tomatoes style, mirror on my pussy, watching my birth canal.
Fried green tomatoes.
That's what I
want to
watch
every single time.
But I need a pop screen. I'm eating the mic.
You can film it. You can just have them film it.
Yeah.
No, I'd
rather
have the
memory. You
don't
want to watch it while it's happening.
I do. I
want to
pull my baby out
and watch them give you the shot.
I love watching it.
It hurts worse.
No, I love watching it.
So you're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I also would like to. So once the baby comes out so much, you can actually reach down.
Squeaming over.
Once they're like
shoulders.
When their shoulders get down, you can reach down and like pull them out.
No!
I want to do that.
That wasn't working out.
You will rip. Yeah, you will rip yourself, but it is something that you could do. It's something I'd like to do.
Well,
it's worth the episiotomy.
What's an episiotomy?
It's the ripped, the ripping.
Yeah. They make that sounds so nice for what it is.
That's when they stitch you up after you rip your entire.
Yeah, yeah, we did that. Yeah. That was good. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Yeah.
Can you like make the hole smaller?
Get an extra stitch.
I think
it's a little bit tighter next time.
So there's actually a big argument about it because some doctors
do that
without their patient's consent.
Ooh, okay, no, that's
some
not
patients
okay.
give you an episiotomy when you don't actually need it.
What they sew you up when you hadn't even ripped?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's stupid.
And they would say,
how does your vagina not rip?
It used to be.
Well, sometimes it doesn't. That thing stretches.
Yeah.
That thing went.
Yeah,
it got this big before
it
ripped.
Dilates.
I'm not.
Have you ever had an IUD?
What is that?
An intrauterine device?
No.
Oh, okay. It's birth control.
I only ever had the depo.
But I am going to get a vasectomy, so that should be fun.
That's probably a good decision.
I'm
going to
get that, too.
Considering the response of this pregnancy.
Yeah.
I have considered.
But no, I mean, like, yeah, it stretches out real nice and big.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, when they say 20 centimeters, do you know how big 20 centimeters is?
No, I don't.
Well, 10 centimeters is enough to fit hands in.
Yeah.
Because it's like 10 fingies.
And 20 centimeters is like 15 inches.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
that's
pass
a big
out.
Fucking
oh,
hole, man.
That's a fucking playground.
Yeah.
Coming
what
out of
playgrounds were you playing on?
That's a slide hole.
That's
an
the name of the
slide.
Episode. That's a slide hole.
I love that.
Great.
Oh, I'm actually sweating. Sorry, I have, like, if there's anything, probably pregnancy and pregnant women are my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I can't
fear? You should see my wife. She looks like she's got a fucking mutant child inside of her trying to burst out.
I can't look at pregnant women.
You can see
his
little fucking feet.
No!
I love it. We're very different on this aspect. Like,
I think it's
feeling
great
babies kick. I love seeing it. I love seeing their bellies move.
No, it's, being a father is what I was born to do.
Anytime someone posts
that
on Facebook, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm good. It's the only thing I'm good at. It's the only thing I like.
So let me ask your opinion.
I'm seriously going to vomit here, you guys. I'm like freaking out. Yeah, it scares me so bad.
Can someone get her a paper bag?
She's hyperventilating. Put on one of the wolf masks.
Great.
Just spray the aerosol down my throat and I'll die.
Spray it in her vagina. She'll just never be able to get pregnant.
I'm pretty sure my womb is a barren waistband.
No?
Waistband.
Waistband.
Oof. Barren wasteland.
So what topic did you have to talk about? We'll change this.
April Fool's Day pranks, because you said you liked a good joke.
Why do you sound like a good
joke?
It's an April Fool's Day joke.
So, okay, can I talk about 4th of July for a minute?
As long as it's not about pregnancy.
My friend went into labor.
Giant vaginas.
I will walk out.
Sure, go ahead.
I watched a midget give birth on the 4th of July.
How does it work?
Did you rent it, though?
Like normal?
Right. Callback!
There you go. So I saw...
I thought you had like water.
Film. You've got a cock on your keychain.
I do. It's my little penis. It's got a good weight to it.
That's awesome. No, I'm not touching your
feel
shit.
Feel it!
No. I haven't never seen that before.
It's my longest keychain I got for $5 at the Ren Fair.
Oh, yeah. That is a Ren Fair piece, isn't it? 4th of July... I'm going to talk about my kids some more. I said I wasn't going to talk about my kid a lot.
That's okay.
Kids are cute. 4th of July. I like them once they're born.
Yeah, they're better once they're born. Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. Those first few months, they're just like their head's too fucking heavy.
Yeah, no, I like 1-year-old
they
babies.
They look like a fucking mutant rag doll.
Alien potato love babies.
My kid looked like Ted Cruz.
One time when he was born.
Looked just like Ted Cruz. I was pretty bummed out for a minute. But he got better.
He took his headphones off.
It got better.
He's done. He's done. Our producer Mike has quit.
He took the headphones off.
My mic is buzzing.
Oh.
One time I saw this lady walking around with her baby, and I like straight up looked at my friend and I said, that baby straight up looks like an ET.
Yeah.
And she was like, Caitlin, you cannot just say that about people's babies. And it was right there, and I'm pretty sure the mom heard me.
Yeah.
And she was like,
yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah, that's true. You don't, you know, generally you don't want to say
about
that.
People's babies in their parents' presence.
Your baby's so cute. No. I'm not going to lie to you.
I do that. I'll say your baby's cute even if your baby's ugly as fuck.
I'm going to tell you what you say whenever you see an ugly baby. You always say, aww, he's so big.
He looks like he's been touched by an angel.
Yeah.
No, that means when you say that, you're telling them that their child looks retarded.
Yeah. We don't use that word. So,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm not mad.
I'm not trying to use the word as a pejorative. There isn't a very good replacement for
it,
though.
And there's also...
You could just say, what, is mentally handicapped also not...
I think special needs... I think special needs is the phrase.
I need a shorter word that's not offensive.
That's the thing, is it's hard for the joke.
See, let me tell you
it's hard for the joke moment, so I get it. That's why I'm like, I'm not mad. But I
will tell you this. I am very happy that Karen is a thing now.
Yes.
Because now there's a word that I can call these types of women that isn't gross or sexist.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I'm very happy about this.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry for anybody named Karen.
Kilgareth.
She'll be okay.
Yeah, I think she's fine with it.
I think she'll be fine.
I also had
But I think now's the time for Karens to start maybe using their middle names because it's over.
Yeah.
It's fucking over.
Yeah.
I had a student named Karen and...
How old is your student? 43?
No, she's in high school. It's weird, right?
You know, they're calling male Karens Kevins. And my two direct bosses are Karen and Kevin.
Oh, wow.
Which is funny.
Wow,
that makes sense.
And they fit the fucking part.
See, hey. I feel like I like the young... So the young Kevin, I feel like, is a Chad.
I think so, too.
A Chad. Who wears, like, the chubby shorts. Yeah, the chubby shorts, the fishing shirts. Mm-hmm. That's a Chad. The Sperry's. You're a Sperry.
Where'd you park your boat, Chad?
You girls, y'all have dads, maybe.
Sure.
The dad I saw him today.
Does your dad
wear a fishing shirt.
I was gonna say, does your dad wear a fishing shirt?
Mine does not.
My wife's dad wears a fishing shirt every time I see him. He wears a fucking hat every time I see him. Blue jeans. I went into Academy the other day, and all the guys had masks on, and it looked like every single fucking guy in Academy was my wife's dad.
Yeah,
you're like.
They all looked like just copies of him. I'm like, Wayne's everywhere.
Oh, fucking Wayne.
Yeah, his name's Wayne, too, if you didn't already figure that out.
Oh, you mean the Wayans brothers? No, my dad doesn't wear fishing shirts.
Did you know what a fishing shirt is?
Yeah.
The Magellan ones with the back.
Yeah. No.
Once you start wearing them. Apparently, once you start wearing those things, you can't stop. Yeah, so I've avoided them.
Yeah, don't start.
Well, I don't have any.
And Mike, the day
shirts.
You start wearing one.
You won't catch Mike wearing one.
I will kill you.
He put his headphones back on for us. Aww.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm pretty sure Mike
you
would.
You took them off. You hated us. We had a whole
and
bit.
As you
have
took
to listen
off,
to it. You have to
you
listen
took them
to
off,
it.
As you took them off, Aaron's mic buzzed.
Yeah.
Just so that you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so something went wrong.
And that's your fault.
On your watch.
Just kidding. You're
that's
great.
Your fault that we talked too loud.
I think Mike would probably self-immolate before putting on one of those Magellan shirts.
I would hope
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Mike's not a Magellan wearer. I can feel it.
No. Mike's one of those guys that just fucking...
Magellan?
He's just a old salty motherfucker, man.
Love it. Now, my dad does have a leather Indiana Jones hat that he wears
that's
quite frequently.
That's pretty cool.
He got it in Colorado. He fucking loves that thing.
I've only had one hat in my life that ever like looked good on me. And it was like I got it at a Renaissance fair or something.
Yeah.
And it was one of those. Did you ever see that movie Dazed and Confused?
Yes.
You know that guy A.C. Slater? He had that cloth.
A.C. Slater?
No, that was from Saved by the Bell.
That's Slater. The one that sits backwards.
Yeah. He Slater's the chair. He's on the radio every day. He fucking sucks.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Put me on the radio.
Yeah. Mario Lopez. Yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry, I yelled. I'm just talking back to the conversation we had previously.
And someone stole it.
What hat was that?
It was like a backwards cabbie hat.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Kind of big, almost like a Rasta guy would wear, but not that big.
I hate those hats.
Yeah.
You know something
that's
fun?
What? Your wife probably stole it and so was like,
that's very possible.
Fucking good riddance. We're going to put it in the trash. Baby, I don't know what happened.
So, you know the kid in that movie? The young kid in that movie?
Wiley Wiggins.
Yeah. He lives in Austin. And my sister recently was in a class in person with him.
Really?
And she like kept looking at him and was like, how do I know this dude? What the fuck? And then she called my mom and was like, bro, it's that kid from Dazed and Confused.
That's cool.
And we were like, oh, that's really neat. You never heard from him again, I think because he looked too much like Joseph Gordon-Levitt at that age. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt got the upper hand in that.
Well, I think probably the thing was that he just didn't want to leave Austin.
I like my reason better.
It's possible.
So, but it may be the I don't know, Matthew McConaughey.
I followed that guy's blog since like 1998, so I can tell you why he did. Why he's not famous? See, he doesn't want to be famous.
That's true. Because I was gonna say like Matthew McConaughey didn't leave Austin, and he's still famous.
He left Austin. He went to Hollywood.
Did he move there? Because he's always had a house in Austin.
But you can't necessarily like. What I mean when I say he didn't leave Austin is he didn't go to Hollywood.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, that's fair. But anyways, I mean, fuck my reasoning, I guess. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to show
No,
your
reasoning. It's fine. But I will tell you that my wife and I have both.
We both really got into like him because he had this really good blog, real honest and real, just cool.
Yeah.
And so I mean, we followed that guy forever.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
My sister said he's like super nice.
He did some good movies too, other than Dazed and Confused. They were all Linklater films, but they were all good. Yeah, we reviewed some Linklater films. You should listen to our podcast.
Sure.
Is it on that one that I reviewed?
Yes, great. the dead one.
Also, I'm
very
upset.
Go listen to our dead fucking podcast.
So, well, I will. There's only 16 episodes.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
Have you listened to any of our podcasts since? I'm going to assume no.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I listen to your show.
Yes, like,
so
oh, I was
my
like,
wife.
Yes, like, oh no,
my God,
or yes,
you're
like,
one of our 29.
Yeah, yes, I definitely am. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That's why I wanted to be on here. I listen to you guys. I like you guys. Don't cry.
We already got it.
My kid
that's
likes
it. It's mostly the birth talking that's got her crying.
Yeah, just but,
it's post-traumatic stress.
I didn't
my
take
whole,
my
so, family
today.
You know how
I
we talked
when
about
I get
the
home to take my medicine.
Great. Okay. You know how we talked about doing the peanut butter solution?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very upset because How Did This Get Made did an episode about the peanut butter solution, which I was like, this is bullshit because
they
who has heard
off.
Of this fucking movie?
Yeah, really.
Y'all are one of our 29 listeners, and you've taken our information.
If anyone was going to get it, it would be those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done everything.
I know.
They're scraping barrel fucking bottom now. I really loved it when they were doing... do you listen to god-awful movies?
No.
It's the same thing, but it's about Christian films.
Oh,
it is so fucking good.
That one that Jeremy was in.
Oh, yes, Heavenly High.
I wonder if they did
that
they make one
show.
About Heavenly High.
I thought that was a show.
There's 1,000 episodes.
It's a show.
They might have done it.
So I really love so Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I love
what
it. I like have a weird crush on
him. God-awful movies.
Oh,
it's,
God.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
I've got a weird crush on Jason Mantzoukas ever since, and this is weird that this is where this crush started. The League?
Yeah.
Him as Rafi?
Wow, really?
Rafi Bomb!
You fell in love with Rafi.
I felt like, I was like, you're hilarious, you're a great actor, you're funny, I'm here for it.
Yeah. That's and how that just was... about everybody is with Adam Scott, and I don't get it.
See,
I don't get Adam Scott.
I feel
you know
like
they're
Adam
doing
Scott.
Red Hot Chili Peppers now?
What?
On their podcast, you know, you talking U2, and then they did REM. Now they're doing Chili Peppers.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
So Adam Scott has a show. Mm-hmm. I think it's on Earwolf.
Okay,
that's probably mine.
And it was called You Talking.
What?
I'm talking like I would bang Adam Scott.
Oh,
okay.
Who wouldn't?
I didn't know if that was like
I
a weird
don't
thing.
Know that I would. No, it's not weird.
No,
it's
that's not weird. Weird.
Okay, but that's I thought weird. You just said there was a weird thing with Adam Scott. I missed
no,
it.
No, it's where people, I think he was saying it was weird when people started the attraction with Adam Scott.
Well,
is that
I just,
what you were saying?
It's one of those things, well, it's the same thing that you're talking about with Jason Mantzoukas,
yeah.
where he's kind of like
he
a weird
really
crush.
Bad, awful movie. Like, well, not like bad, but like where he just plays an asshole role.
Yeah.
But then again, my first crush was Jafar. He's
Jafar.
Mine.
Who was the voice of Jafar? Was it James Earl Jones or some shit?
She doesn't know. It was just Jafar.
It was just Jafar.
My she first didn't want to pull up the curtain on that one.
My first crush was Garth from Wayne's World. Uh-oh. Not Dana Carvey.
But Garth.
Garth.
I get it.
Actor.
I think my first crush was, you know the chick from Saved by the Bell, Mrs. the old lady,
you just really
Haley Mills.
Haley Mills
yeah.
from The Parent Trap.
When she was
slash
older.
The Trouble with Angels.
Yeah.
Slash the one who got the money stolen in Saved by the Bell. She
needed
was
Mrs.
a new car.
Spalding or something.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't know, man. I was into that.
Great.
Something weird about that because yeah. you know.
It was Jonathan Freeman.
My
that?
Issue.
I don't know.
He was the voice of Jafar.
Yes,
He's got some fun like Eugene Levy glasses.
And then that one video for REM came out with the redhead chick Kate whatever.
Never
that was probably my second crush.
No idea.
You never saw that.
But
you chicks
no.
are too young.
It was Jafar, and then it
How
was
old are you, Aaron?
The Peter.
40.
It was the Robin Hood Fox.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, but the Fox
yeah.
version.
Yeah,
yeah.
Every so girl, every little
Jafar
girl.
Jafar and then Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I hate Disney movies. I always have. My sister was like 5 years younger
can't
than
agree.
Me. So I had to watch
agree.
Every single
okay.
fucking one
yeah.
over and over and over. And I was well into my teenage years.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
my
okay.
brother felt
Sucked.
The same way about me.
I would. Yeah.
Fucking
well,
Little Mermaid. My fucking sister would try and sing with that shit.
Can
she
I
fucking
tell you?
Sucked.
Can I tell you? My sister put it into perspective for me with Little Mermaid whenever my niece was born, because I was like, are you going to like, when is she going to, I said something like, we're going to show her Little Mermaid. And my sister was like, no, you will not. And I was like, what, why? And she goes, I don't like the message of that movie. This girl
Some
gives up her entire life. Well, she was
whatever.
Like, she gives up her entire life, gives up her fucking family for some dude she doesn't even fucking know. And I was like,
she was in love.
And then she was like, that's not love. She didn't even know him. And I was like, that's fair.
Yeah, they probably got divorced.
And then she was
later.
Like, they
yeah.
didn't even talk. And I was like, fair.
Yeah.
And then we watched The Jungle Book. And I was like, well, Mowgli leaves his whole family. And she was like, are you referring to the pack of wolves? And I was like, I am. And
well,
she was
and
like,
the Lion King is just fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't understand
well,
how
Hamlet.
These are kids' movies.
The Lion King is just Hamlet.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the brother kills the father. Like, the uncle kills the father.
Wasn't it also Cain and Abel, though?
Sure,
that's
but isn't Hamlet just inspired by Cain and Abel?
I don't know Hamlet.
Oh, well, I'm telling it to you.
I believe you.
Hamlet was, yeah, the to be or
yeah,
not to be.
I thought that was like Othello with the skull.
No, that was Hamlet. Because, I think you're correct. It was Othello, but most people associate it with Hamlet. For
sure.
The to be or not to be, that is a question.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a skull when he
did
that.
Right, exactly.
That was the Horatio Fellow of Infinite Jest.
Mm-hmm.
I know that because I saw David Tennant do it live on Broadway.
Oh, nice. I'm jealous. I love
good.
David Tennant.
I mean, I wasn't there, but it was.
Oh, cool.
Was,
I thought you like, saw him in person.
No, no, no.
I was like, holy fuck.
No,
I didn't have you heard of it?
I didn't go to the fucking Louvre or whatever to see.
I was like, God damn it. He
Broadway,
was my
Louvre
favorite.
Was
fucking, do you mean?
No, it wasn't Broadway. It was whatever British Broadway
said,
is.
Oh, West End.
Ah, yes.
That's where I saw Les Mis.
That's where I saw Mamma Mia and regretted it the whole time. Because
I did not regret Les Mis. Oh my God, I cried the entire time.
I mean, I was just on my tour group in Europe, and the ticket that was paid for included with the tour was Mamma Mia. Mm. And I was like, I'd really rather trade this in to go see American Psycho, the musical. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
But yeah, but we didn't. And then halfway through, after intermission, the Sophie from Mamma Mia started out white, ended up black. Because the first Sophie got sick during intermission.
That is progressive.
And so they had to use the understudy, who was a black girl. And so we were like,
well, obviously, they thought that might happen someday.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't
absolutely.
Have made a black girl the understudy.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Well, I mean, they both did great.
Yeah.
It's Mamma Mia. I don't like Mamma Mia, but they did fine. It's great. It's ABBA. Fuck it.
Yeah.
ABBA. Did you ever see?
I watched Mamma Mia eventually, and then was like, because I didn't understand the hype. I watched it, I heard everyone talk about it for years, and I was like, I don't get it. And then I watched it, and I was like, okay, this is actually pretty okay.
And then I just don't like ABBA.
I bet I know a musical that neither of you have seen.
What?
The Apple.
I've not seen it.
Is that because you wrote it?
No, no. Mike, this is our show. This is our time. Is he telling
us to
end
it? He's trying to get us off the mic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fuck that shit.
Who are they?
They've been on our show.
Yeah. Yep.
That was an accident. So this...
We will watch it.
Am yes, I? The Apple. It's an old 70s musical. It's almost a spoof. It's okay. It's really very good.
Where you should watch The Drowsy it? Chaperone.
YouTube.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, I have seen that.
I was in it.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Yeah. Not like famously.
I was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Did you play Jesus?
Yes.
Perfect.
And I was like 8. It was a kid's
so
presentation.
So I just imagine a bunch of kids being like, Jesus Christ.
I don't remember anything about it other than that I was in it.
I just remember that I was the God.
I remember the words that I sang, every single one of them.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
Now
hey,
fuck
Mike,
off.
Wait. Tell me something real. Can we be on their podcast now?
I don't want to.
Are they too good for us now?
I don't want to.
I
want to
ruin their episode like they ruined ours.
Oh. All right. So
I'm just kidding. Cody was
cut
fine.
Cut that part out.
And don't cut
that
it out.
Rude.
I'm sorry. Can they hear?
I just want to say to the other 23
like,
fans out there, it's
of?
Gonna get better.
Oh
we're getting better around here.
Yeah,
and this show is bound to get at least a little better eventually. So my condolences and thank you.
We still have Patreon
20,
donors.
Listen, yeah, we're
not
Patreon
getting to our
donuts.
List.
We're gonna
like last week when we promised you we were gonna read a list to you.
I can't quit fucking with this thing.
Yeah, I was like, I know. I kept thinking that something was going wrong every time I grabbed it.
You're gonna have to de-louse this thing.
So,
because of my virus.
Here you go.
Because of your lice. But so,
can you at least say de-louse if you have lice? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I guess that's why there's louse.
Yeah.
Electrical equipment.
Fucking I.
Right? Or the single.
Etymology, motherfucker.
It smells nice, huh?
Yeah.
She's
a very nice girl. Very young.
I'm just kidding, Natalie.
Obviously,
great.
Too not smart enough to not do this for free.
Okay, hey, tell her that we mentioned her in this podcast, and maybe she'll be our next biggest fan.
Yeah, or yeah, she could be our next guest. Cut that part out. Guest. I just said though.
Oh yeah, cut the part out where I said fuck Natalie.
Yeah, just cut this whole thing.
Oh shit!
Oh, she's editing this.
I was kidding, Natalie. You
everything we
so
said
great.
Was a joke.
I don't think you ever said fuck Natalie. You said who the fuck is Natalie?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fucked up the second time.
Let's backpedal the hell out of this, thing, guys.
Natalie, you're great. Whatever you do, you're getting some wonderful clout from us because we're super famous.
And experience is worth more than money. Probably. That's what they keep telling
your
us.
Your name is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Next. Is she getting a college credit for it?
I hope so. God, I hope so. That poor thing.
You're lying, Mike.
I love his thumbs up.
So, all right, guys. So that's it.
Sorry,
I'm
Natalie.
That's all,
cutting
folks.
Everyone off. Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm still hung up on pregnant women.
What's your excuse?
Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm Piggy.
Great. This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.